morning, church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad back home. This reminds me a lot to be today in the service and hear what it's seen in here and what we'll be talking today in the church. You know, if many of you here today just to hear who I am, what I'm going to be talking today, and about my success in the business, no. I'm not going to talk about that. If you want to talk about it, I can talk to you behind the door about a business. This is the house of God. And I want the presence of the God be here today. Somebody was asking me yesterday, what are you going to be speak today in the church? I said, I don't know. And when I walk today in this church, my friends, the God changed my mind. That's the Bible say, my mind sometimes is not yours. My way sometimes is not yours. And of course, before I'm going to be preaching, I got to say thank you to the Pastor Scott. They invite me today to share the Word of God, nothing else of Word of God. And I'm going to tell you more. When Jack Napoli invited me and said, can I pray for you? And I felt the presence of the God in me. And all this about has quickly changed my mind. Redirect my way to speaking today. When the brother was in the back over there and gave me this microphone, and I say, where's the antenna? Where's the connection? I needed to communicate with the people. So how important to have this little antenna. Pastor Scott, when he was got the guitar and started to play, and he said, it's not tuned. It's not properly. My message today, how we open our heart and communicate with the God. It's a beautiful song was today. Jesus, Jesus, I am yours. Do you mean what you say it by these words? I am yours. And then another song was to say, child of God. I'm a child of God. We all children of God today here. We all belong to the Christ, to the Jesus. And we say it by hearts, by singing. We said, I am yours. And when I quickly twisted my mind today, and I got to share a little bit about myself. We like it when we pray before the God and say, God, help me. We have some problems, some issues. We have some going on around us, and sometimes we don't like it, and we ask the God, help me. Maybe it's a broke up somebody in the family. Maybe it's a children walk away. Maybe this COVID or pandemia, maybe we wear the mask today. It's not comfortable. But we're here today to praise the Lord. We're here today to open our hearts. I want to say how I was good little boy when I was maybe 10, 11, 12. I never forgot about it, and I can share how good to have the good, right connection with the God, with the Jesus, when we receive it from Him and we happy in our families, in our hearts, because God was watching and help us. I have some issue. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's appendix. I don't know. It was my stomach was bothering me when I was about 10, 11 years old. Never forgot, we have some party. It was back in my country in Belarus. And we have some party over there, some wedding party. And I'm feeling this pain. And being a little child, I say, no, I can't be around here. I got to go home. Just think about it. I got to go home. And there's nobody in the house, just me. I was laid down in the bed. I say, oh, Lord, there's no parents in this home. There's nobody here, just me. This pain is killing me. What do? I'm looking for that connection with the God. Being in my child faith, I say, Lord, help me today. Help me today. I don't want to believe this word. It was a pain. And you know what? I laid down and something was in my mind. And I always want to say, can we hear when a God speaking to us? And He was spoke that time to me. He put it in my heart. It was no matter how difficult was for me in that moment. He said, can you turn around and bow your knee and just ask me, ask like a child of God, just ask me, help me, just heal me in that moment. And I opened my heart. I found that connection with the God. There's nobody, there was no pastor, nobody was around me, just me, 10, 11 years old boy. And I believed that. I say, Lord, help me. And that pain is gone quickly. Until now, I never feel in that anymore in my life, because the God is awesome. We praise the Lord today. I found that connection when I was 11 years old, and the God healed me. And when a God is involved, brothers and sisters, that's never happened again. Sometimes I was thinking, maybe 10 years later, where's the pain? They bothered me kind of often back that time. It's gone until now. Because my God is the awesome. You found, you tune yourself. You found the God. You found the way, and He helped you. This is the one side. This is the one side. And we like it being a human. We like to ask from the God, and He give us. And to say, God, give it to me. It looks like God have nothing to do, just sitting over there and looking at this earth and people and say, oh, you need this? Very good. It's for you. This for you. But I want to twist it, my message now, and say, can you hear the God? What He wants from you today? What I am doing today to do His work? And after that miracle, there was so many in my life. I lost the tune. I lost the direction in my life. I was walk away from the Christ. I don't believe to God even. Back that time, I was an atheist. I go against the people who believe to the God. I see there's a young generation, young people here. Back in years in my country, if I know you in the church, I'd be crossing the street. I don't want to say hi even to people. That's the person that received the miracle from the God, received the healing from the God, and then I walk away. Then I walk away in my teenage. I left my house with the boys, with the guys. We go to another country. We provide our life the way I want it. I say, God, where are you? I'll be honest, I'm walking in the street, being a teenage. I say, I'm feeling sorry for American boys and girls in my age. They have no future. And I say, God, if you're there, where? Show yourself for me. You're not there. The technology these days, that was me. And I'm preaching today this word of God and standing before you. When I left the country, God spoke to me second time. I never forgot that. I never shared this message yet. You're the first going to be here what I'm going to say it now. When we left our home, my parents, they've been praying for me. They say, no matter what, we pray for you and you be child of God. I say, no. I know my life. I know my future. I'm going to do whatever I want to do it. I'm young. And we left. And 6 months later, something's really happened in my life. I lost my best friend. I lost my cousin. He was 17 and a half. I was like 3-4 months older than him. 38 years ago, I go through this difficult problem. I lost the communication with the God. I lost the track. And the God spoke to me. I never forgot when a car accident, he has been killed. He's gone. My best friend, I was grown together. Both sides, the parents is Christian. They pray for the God. His mom and dad and my side, they both pray for the God. And we young boys, we left the house. We kind of was thinking we're a hero. We know more than parents know these days, and we walk away. And that happened. And I asked myself so many questions. Why? Why he's gone? And I am here today. And I'm going to share what the God, how he was spoke to me second time. First time he spoke when he healed me. The second time when we brought this young man, the body, the dead body, when he brought it down to my country, there was a funeral, and then was a cemetery. And I was stood on the side, and I see how the suffering family to look this young boy, and they cry. But when I started singing over there, they praise the Lord, not because he's dead, because this is a Russian tradition. They do these songs at the funeral. And I stood on the side in the cemetery, and I look at it and say, why? Why is the Christian people, they bear him down? Why? He wasn't Christian. He was like me. And we stood on the side, about maybe four guys, the friends. And nobody knows this. Inside myself, I say, I got to hurt these people now. I got to tell them now why they do sin in a Christian son. He's not belong to the church. He belongs to me. He's ours. I separate myself from the Christian people. And when I stood on the side and I say, I got to walk. I got to say something to them. Be close to them. And I did one step. I did one step by my right leg. And the God stopped me. He parallels me. My right side and my right leg. He stopped me. Right there, sometimes God speaks different way, not the way we want it. We ask him. He stopped me. And I slowly pull my leg back. And I look at, I say, maybe it's me. I'm fine. Maybe it just happened. And a minute or two later, I say, I got to do it again. The Satan attacking me. And he said, go ahead and do it. Tell the people. And I did it one more time. God spoke twice. I did a step, my leg in front, and a God was talking to me right there. He said, stop. Stop what you're doing. What do you want to do? Just stop. And again, my legs and my arm was numb. I stood like this. I can't move myself. Then slowly I pulled my leg back. I say, I was scared. And something was about me. And one of my friends next to me, I don't say nothing, but he see it. He said, Fedor, whatever you want to do it, don't do it. Just stop. Just don't do it. Listen. And I was putting myself, I say, God spoke to me seriously. Second time. After a few months, I was joining the military. I walk away from the house, away from the parents. I go to military. 2 years. I was very aggressive. I don't want to hear about the God. But the God has plan. God has plan for me. And I strongly believe God has plan for the Pastor Scott. God has plan for everybody, for everyone who's in this room today to hear this word. How important for us to connect with the God, to listen what the God wants from me, not what I needed. Maybe get a good job, maybe move to another state, maybe found a better, you know, weather or state to live. I can tell you more. I try it. I tried it 20 years ago. I left Buffalo. I left Buffalo to Charlotte, North Carolina. I bought a business. Even I say I don't want to talk about a business, but I say I bought a business. Months later, I brought it back to Buffalo. I liked the warmer weather. A year later, I go to Florida. I set up to buy another business over there in Florida. Overnight, me and my wife, we flew it back. God has planned for me to be here in Buffalo. I never forgot the day when I walked, Scott say 18, 19, I think it's about close to the 20 years, I think, when I walked to this church, end of the service, a man of God, Pastor Terry, he see me right there. I say, we want to join your service, but we have a little problem, the language. I never forgot. I wasn't kind of believe. I just asked him and he said, no problem. Months later, he gave us a key from the church. He said, you can join your service. Like a Pastor Scott said today, this is the house of God. And I thank you. I thank you to everybody that support to give us opportunity to follow the God, to listen to gospel, to have to build a relationship, to build a connection with the God and me and people gathering together here. And I always say, there was a years ago, there was advertised one of cellophane company. They always looking for better connection, and they advertised, I think it was the AT&T, the fight with the Verizon, and who's the better? And they walk in and say, hello, can you hear me? And they walk another way, another area, say, hello, can you hear me now? Hello, can you hear me? And then finally found a spot to say, I can hear you now. I'm glad that I found that spot in my life that I can hear my God today. Do you? Do you find that spot? Do you tune your guitar or your microphone? The connection is so nice, grateful technology today because we get a great communications. What about the connection between you and a God in reality? See what happened last year, the year 2020, when the churches is closed. Some of you probably see my video. And the first Sunday when we closed the church, we've been passed by here on the highway. I tell my wife, I say, let's stop in the church. It's a Sunday. It's a Sunday like a day today. Let's stop in the church. And I walk here and I cry. I was stood right here. I cry and say, there's no people in the church. That could happen. How are we going to be found connection? Because this Sunday is the services. This is a day when we really like come to the church and listen in every word, whatever the preacher said. We accept it. We tune ourselves. We guide ourselves. We try to be more close to the God. Why? Because when we walk from here, from this church, in this world, or wherever you're in a college or work, we got to be light over there. We got to show what we listen today. If we accept this word of God, we got to be provide our lives in a better way, and a better relationship to do the good things for the people in this world so they can see us. And I was stood here. I said, what happened now? It's not just in America. It's the whole world. The whole world will stop. The jobs, businesses, the church services. And I'm looking and say, God, what's now? What are we going to do? The God have plan. I'm glad today we get in together again. Even we still wear the mask, that's okay. But it's more important if you open your heart today and you're receiving this blessing from the God. And if you're on that way, and Jesus say, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. So if I will stay in that way with the Christ, with the Jesus, when I accept him like a personal savior, I change my life. Never forgot, God spoke to me one more time when I was in the New Covenant Church, the Russian church. I remember the pastor, that church come to me one time and say, Fedor, I would like for you to preach. I say, no, that's not me. Something like preaching, no. He say, okay. Months later, he come to me second time. He said, Fedor, you success in the business? Can you open the Bible and read? This is so simple. Just read the word of God. Deliver the message. I say, no, that's not for me. I think I know more. I say, it's not for me. But the God's have plan. He talked to me. You know when I was first time preaching in my life? Anybody knows from this church? Here in this church. In your service, if you remember. Yes, you know who did this, who made it? I know it's a God, but Pastor Terry. He don't ask me, do I want to preach or not? He come in office and he say, next 2 weeks, I would like you to share the message in our service, our congregation, our service. And at that time, I'm looked, I was embarrassing, you know, because he or people give us opportunity to be here, provide our services, and I'm going to say no. I say, okay. I don't know why I say okay. I say okay, and I walk away. It was 3 weeks. The 1 week, it was nothing. I say, oh, that's fine. Second week, come, and I say, I got to say something, and I'm going to speak in English, not in Russian. And the first time in my life, that was probably about 13 years ago. Then the left one more week, I said, what am I going to say? And I remember that day come. I was stood right here, first time in my life, to share the word of God. And I say about how Jesus found me, how he tuned me back to his world, back to him. And I look here as if it was few people. It was many people here, but very few people see the tears. I say, it must be nice to preach, to share the word of God. The people listen to you and accept it. And you know what? I like it. And I say again, I give the credit to the Amherst Baptist Church. I tell you this from my heart. I love you so much. You just give me an opportunity that God spoke to me. Sometimes he used, I use this word, sometimes he used the people to say, go ahead. And I accept this. I listen to him. And about 12 and a half, close to 13 years, become the pastor for the Russian congregation, for the people, the join services here after we leave in the afternoon. And God do the miracle to us, to you. I call it the same church. How great to be with the God and listen what he speak or talk to me or you. I would like to share also, I don't know how much time I left, actually, the clock is right. Because our services is longer, I know. I still would like to share a little bit about David. This is the man of the God. And no matter what, he always tuned himself to the God. He said, how great to be with the God. It doesn't mean he's been perfectly fine in his life. No, he did the mistakes. He did a lot of mistakes. It's a bad mistake. Just like I did, like I told you about myself. I did a mistake. But it's more important in my life was to find a way to reach the God back and ask him forgiveness. It's just so simple. Yes, I'm bad. Yes, I did a mistake. I did wrong in my life. I knew I would never will come to the God. I was fight, I would say, word I use with the pastor, like, not physically fight, by the words. They ask him so many questions. Where's the God? Where's the came from? Why is this? So many questions. And he say, do you want to know about this? Why you need to know this? Because I go to the point, to the very beginning, where the God came from. It was so many questions I asked him. He said, do you need this? When I was young, I said, nobody answer. That was me. I was searching. I was looking for that connection badly to found in real God, not just to be the God of the religious, you know, to say, God, thank you so much. You're there. But inside me, I probably don't believe that. No, I believe he's up there. I believe that Jesus died for my sin. He took my sickness. He took all my sin, what I did bad in my life. He took it and forgive me. He died for me. And I strongly believe today, and I accept this in my heart. That's why when I'm preaching in my church or any church, when I'm preaching, I want to deliver this message. Not what I want to say, what the God, what the Spirit, like Scott said today, and those are God, Son, and the Spirit. What the Spirit wants to talk to me, what He wants to deliver a message to you, He's going to use me. I open my heart, speak through me. Jesus, we sing in Jesus, Jesus, I am yours. That's enough. I'm yours. You want to say that? I'm going to say it. And David, speaking about the David, is a man of God. Remember where it was, correct me if I'm saying the wrong, Philistine, right? The people of Philistine and Goliath, that's right? There was the two mountains, the army, the Philistine on one side, the army of Israel on the other side. There's a valley between. There's a battles, the war. And then David come to that place to see his brothers. And I strongly believe that God put it in his mind or in his heart. Just go there. I got to do my plan. Don't you think that God can do a different way? Not to use this David. Who's the David? He's somewhere over there, do the business with his father, you know, the ships. And he was working in the fields over there. He come over there and his relatives, they say, why are you here? You now belong to this spot. Why are you here? It doesn't matter I want or not, be in a Buffalo or in this church or not, but maybe God wants me to be here. Maybe God wants to be David over there. The people sometimes say, no, that's not for you. Look at the guy. He's strong. He's big. He's a military guy. He's an army guy. Look at him. No. I don't know, but something inside me. Something inside of David. And he say, he talked to the Saul, yeah. He talked to the Saul. And he said, who's going to be with that people? Who's going to be go against to this guy? And everybody say, you're not too young. You too. No. I want to go. I want to fight. I accept. I believe God with me. And when Saul tell him, you know, when he listened careful what did David say, he didn't say, I'm strong. He only say, when I was do the business for my father, there was come lion and a bear. And when he took the lamp, the ship, he took away, I was follow him. I stop him. And if this animal go against me, I killed him. I took away because that's me. But look at this guy. It's a different. That's not the lion. In my mind, you know, lion and bear, you know, especially the Russian bear, you know, in Siberia, that's very, very aggressive. You know, he's sleeping, but when you wake him up, that's done. It's done, I think. When you that's the Russian president say sometimes, you know, we quietly sleep, but if anybody, we can be wake up. This is, you know, bear. It's them, but he say he did, and then Saul say, listen, if you wanna do this, that's fine. Just go ahead. But he's try help. Sometimes we people help. Not realize the God's helping. He said, look at this. I give you the arms, whatever, the clothes, the metal, the helmet, and whatever they call it, all the stuff to protect David from this guy. But sometimes we listen that moment. I was thinking too, I'm better because my brother, he's a military guy. He's an officer in Russia. And he told me what to do. And I accept this. And I want to be, before I become the Christian, and I want to be followed the way he did. Being a military guy. Sometimes people help or relatives, even close people. Try to do this. Try to get this. Maybe it's protect you. Nothing protect you in this earth. It's only the God. The only the God, he's a protector. He's the only one that cover us or save us. And David was in the moment kind of listen. And he wear the clothes. He walk around. He got this. And he said, I'm not feeling comfortable. I don't want this. That's not me. It's not comfortable when you lose the track or connection. Or if you lose the The tune with the God, it's not comfortable. You can be looking for anything these days. Only God can help. And he took off. He said, no. He took off. I know my God. I know who that I believe. I know who's going to be safe for me. I know who's going to help me in that moment. He don't think in how this is going to be fight. He took off the staff. He's got the simple, those stones, those five stones. And looking for a way to throw the stone. And he found the spot. And I believe God helped him. Because he say to Goliath, he say, you walk. Goliath say, you kind of walk to me, looks like I'm a dog. You know, like what? He started laughing. And he said, no, I walk in the name of my God. I walk with the God. How great, brother and sister, to have today connection during the pandemia, during the time what's going on around the world today, walking with the God and believe to the God and accept the power from the God. Isn't the Jesus say the church is the authority and the power today? Isn't the God say it's you and I, it's the light and the salt in this world today for the people they don't know about a God? Yes. You the one have power. God give you authority and power to fight not against the people, fight to the enemy. And he's a Satan. He's our enemy today on the earth. He's walking around. He's trying to take the kids away. He's trying to close the churches today. He's walking and trying to say something against you. And sometimes we accept this. Even if we do, or we does, or we did already accepted something. Just be like a David. Know how to found to the Father. Because we sinning, we children of the God. He found the way, ask the forgiveness, and receive the power, and walk against this enemy. And he's always the win. And the Bible clearly say, if you're born from the God, listen here, if you're born from the God, I don't say if you know the God. I don't say if you know the God. I say if you're born from the God, you're born to do the win your life about the sin. Apostle Paul, he know the God before. He persecuted the Christian people. Remember that? He arrested the people. He threw the people to the jail just because they believed to Christ. And he thinking he was know the God. He was thinking he was following with the God in his life. Isn't? But something needed to happen in the life. I found my way when the God stopped me. Maybe it's in a bad spot at the cemetery, but he talked to me over there. He said, I am the God. And who you are? You want to do something? No. I am the God. He stopped me there. Apostle Paul was walked to the Damascus, and Jesus stopped him right there. He said, it's going to be difficult for you to run against me. It's going to be difficult for you. You got to stop. He was blind for 3 days. God put him in a situation. Think about it. Yes, you know about me. You read about me. You know the law about me, but you don't know in reality of me. I am the God. I am the one that created the life for on the earth for the people. And he was blind, and he realized he was sitting over there, cannot see anymore. These lights, you know, the beautiful, the world around, and thinking, who was stopping me? Maybe somebody that I don't know. Maybe I'm attending the church sometimes for many years, and I don't know even personally who's the God. Maybe I'm here today just because it's a Sunday and I want to hear something. No, he realized it's something more. And after that, when other people they say, you know, there's gonna be the pole is gonna be there, and they say, no, we're not gonna go there. The people was afraid of him. Remember that? They're afraid. They don't want to go and get together. They say, no, the pole is a different. He's praying right now. He's a different. He's a son of the God. He's a child of the God. What about me? What about you today? Are you on that way, on that path? Are you with the God today to provide the truth, the right life, to save the people? I never forgot, you know, when I started work for Martino TV back in early 90s, and I go on and fix the TVs in the houses, I have opportunity like 5 to 7 families a day to share the gospel. No, they hired me to work, not to share the gospel, to work to fix the TVs. And it's happened a few times, actually, when I get back to the office and I see the note, the address, and the table on my boss, and I see the name over there, and I feel something happened. End of the day, he called me to his office, and he said, Fedor, I hire you to work, not to preach or share the gospel. That was me. I have opportunity, great opportunity. When I fix the TV, I have a little time to share. I said, do you know the God? Are you Christian? Yes, I'm Christian. Oh, yeah, I go to the church. Are you really Christian? Are you really provide the life the way that God wants it from you? No. Lost the track, the tune, the relationship with the God. And then my boss say, no, please, don't share the gospel. I know you're good. I said, no, you don't know me. I'm good now, but I wasn't good before. But when I found the God, when I found the Christ in my life, I changed my life. I can't be quiet. I can't be say that's, you know, money, money, business, business. No, that's not my priority today. My priority today, deliver the message, to change the heart of the people, to tell them that God is the awesome, not just the singing on the stage. I speak this in my church every time, not just the speaking, singing here. Just live by God. Christ say, I would like to have my feeling inside you, so you be filled like a Christ. What the Christ did, he died. He have no sin, but he died for our sins. He took our sin and walked to the cross and died. But I believe and I strongly know, and I'm glad to say that he's not finished over there. Everybody was thinking that the Pharisees, they put in the stamp over there, he dead. But you know what? But my God, he didn't put in stamp, he put in the comma. The comma, it's comma, right? And it's continuing. He rose. Today he's advocate next to the God for my and your sin today. Don't be like, say, if you did something wrong in the life, it's, you know, panic or cry. He have a power today before the God. He say, I died for this person. I put in my life on the cross for him. He is, will follow my way. Yes, he did the mistake. Fedor, Pastor Fedor, did so many mistakes in my life before. But he forgave me. He forgave me and he put me back and say, like the Jesus talking to that woman, remember when she did so many sin and those, the Pharisees, you know, the people brought it to Jesus, say, what you got to do with this woman? She did so many wrong things in her life and supposed to be stoned. They threw the stones to that woman. I'm glad that Jesus was sitting down and looking this earth to that sand, what he was thinking. I know he will come here to forgive this woman and think and say, who have no sin from you through the first? Maybe I didn't say correctly, but it's kind of that way. Through the first, nobody did. They're all sinner. We all sinner on the earth. And they walk away. And Jesus asked that woman, does anybody say something to you? She said, teacher, no. And he said, and I am not judging you. Just please go walk. But don't do the sin again. Don't do that again. I'll forgive you. God forgive me. Christ forgive me. Holy Spirit, forgive me many times in my life. But he asked me nicely. He said, just please go to your life. Be the pastor. Do the service. Deliver this message. But don't do this sin again, please. Every time when I do something wrong, or if we do something wrong, we again crucify our Christ. We don't want to do this anymore. He died already once for us. And he said, please don't do this sin again. And today my message to the young generation people. Sometimes you're thinking you know more than we are, the parents. In my time, I was thinking the same way. My parents is the older people. You know, back that time, I'm young. They only have 4 classes in school, even the Polish classes back that time in Belarus. I'm a finished high school. I finished the college. I received the education, good education. I know more than my parents. I was thinking that way, but I was in the wrong. I was in the wrong. And today, I remember when my father passed away. He's gone already for almost 12 years. And I remember he always asked me. He always asked me. I never forgot. I never forgot one thing I say, and it would be end of the service. I never forgot when my father say, son, my life is going to the end. I can't be here forever. Some days we die, we gone, we be gone from this earth. And he said, I want to bless you. I want to bless you to continue this service. And I say, no. Every time he was speaking to me like this, I was kind of walk away. You know what? One time he catch my head. It was in my house. I was sitting over there, have my breakfast maybe. And he was talking to me. I say, again. He started again. I'm talking, this is before I even preach. He started again. He said, son, he walked to me, and I remember he putting his hand on my head. He said, I bless you. And I say, no. I was trying to walk away. He said, I bless you. And I feel in something, it's come to me. And I always know the God speaking to us many, many different ways. Sometimes we want to stay on the knee and have a prophet, and a God speak to the prophet. It's not always. He can put it in my mind. He can put in the situation in my life or your life. And he said, no. My plan, sometimes it's not your plan. Or my mind is not your mind. I want to do something in Buffalo. I want to do something in Amherst Baptist Church. I want to do something that you got to do in this place where I put in for you. All my friends, a lot of friends, they move out of the state. But I am here. I say, I can't leave. I can't live. God wants me to be here. I am here. I would like to finish this message, but I want to put in the focus. Don't lose the track in your life. Don't lose the faith, because the faith, this is from the Word of God. When you listen, you accept it, you grow your faith. You become more close to the God. That's so much easy. To live with the God. Anything happen, I know my God. If I get sick, I'm pray. And I receive the bless from the God. If I lost the track, I know I go on the knee and ask him, forgive me, I lost it. And he never say why. He never asked me questions. You know, why you did this and this? He knows why I did. But he correct me. He redirect me. He show him his face to me again and again. He show his love to me again and again. And I believe to that Father, my Heavenly Father, I believe to the Christ. And I really want for you to say, don't be panic. Don't be really like, say what's going on around us these days. Yes, it's the problem. I don't know, but Spirit kind of touching me right now and say it this. 2 years before it happened, pandemia or COVID, was our service right here. I was preaching. Then we go to the pray, and the God will spoke through the one sister in the church and say, there will come time. You wouldn't want to be together, but you can't. Do you think I accept this right away? You know, it's America. It's always blessing. You know, land of the blessing from the God I received. There's nothing happen here. Surely, they come. And you know where I remember this? I kind of forgot about it. I could probably share like 2 more minutes. And when the COVID was, many family was sick. And one time me and my wife was driving in Amherst here, and something was speaking to me. God speaking, say, can you go to that family? They suffering, they COVID, they very bad. I said, how I can't walk in the house. You know what I did? I pulled my car in the driveway. Again, the antenna, phone, the good communication, I call, I say, are you home now? As hardly speak, coughing and say, yes, yes, please cry, please pray for us. They're not even from our church. It doesn't matter. God speak to me and say, just go and pray. And I drive in the car and stay with her with my wife. I say, you know what? I'm going to pray here in the car. You pray in the house. And I know that God, he will hear us and he will hold of you. And we start to pray. Me sitting in the car and wife, and they praying, looking in the window and praying, you know, from the house. And then, you know, it's kind of boost me. And I say, you know what? Who's also? I know their family is getting sick. We drive to another driveway. We stood over there. And this happened until 4 o'clock. From the 10, 11 until 4 o'clock, we've been driving in the Buffalo to the driveway for the sick people we know in the house. And we stood in the driveway and pray. And one family say, Pastor, can you come close to the window? And I walk over there and they look at. I see the cry, you know, they're suffering, they're very bad, was sick by COVID. They cry. They say, please, I want to leave. Please pray for us. And we cry together. And then I go in one more house. And she stood on the second floor in the window. And we sit in the car and pray. And then she's on the phone, say, Pastor, she's from our church, say, Pastor, do you remember when God spoke to us in the church a couple of years ago? That you will want to be together, pray, but you can't. I want you to invite to my house, but I can't. It's a COVID. And I remember quickly what the God spoke to this to us and that in this church. There will be time. You want to be gathering together, but you can't. Isn't this happened? God knows. He tell his children. He speak to us different way. But the matter is, do we accept this word or not? Sometimes it's not, then we pay for that. I wish you the best to everybody. I'm so glad, I'm so proud to be here today and share this word with you. I'm serious, I say from my heart, I love you. I love you like a church. I love everybody, I'm serious. Because we only people on earth, and and we do the God's work in different place, different time. But he with us. He's a great, he's an awesome Lord. I would like to, Pastor Scott, come here and probably do the pray, because if I be praying in Russian, you won't be understand. And much easier for me if the Pastor Scott pray. Would you mind join and pray together? And pray for the Russian people, congregation. Pray for government in this country. Pray for the people. And a God be with us. He help us. He will provide us life. And we be all happy. Thank you so much for this time.
Amen. Please. Stand with me if you would.